It's Friday. That means it's time to put the hard news away for just a few moments and check out the latest Lifestyles Buzz with Allison Samuels, entertainment reporter for Newsweek. Hey, Allison.
Hi, how you doing?
Before we start talking about all that Hollywood stuff, I notice all these people in here, cameras and stuff. You look wonderful, by the way. You had your TV look on today. Who are these folks and what are they doing in here with us?
They're from PBS and they're doing a legacy series for Black History Month. Part of it is about Black Hollywood, so they're covering me around following Black Hollywood.
All right, so if you hear audience some bumps in here, that's because the camera crew is knocked into the microphone. We're going to try to make it as smooth as we can. All right, okay. Talking about TV, coming up next week, Whoopi Goldberg on The View.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal?
I think it's a big deal because Whoopi is such an interesting character. She's not like Rosie O'Donnell. She's not that type of she's not confrontational like that, but she certainly brings a totally different view from the other three women. And if you look at the promos for them standing all together, she looks like she's like, okay, whatever. I mean, her facial expression is hilarious.
She's wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah, she's just like, okay, and everybody else is all glammed up, but Whoopi looks like, okay, I'm just going to come and do my thing, and that's that. So I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting, and I think in terms of getting sort of more minorities to watch it, I think it's sort of perfect because Whoopi is sort of, you know, she attracts everybody. You know,
everybody's
fascinated.
Do you think she attracts, honestly, you think she really attracts Black people?
I think Black people are fascinated by her.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and particularly if you really read anything about her and really listen to her interview, she's a very interesting person and has a very interesting perspective on being an African American. I think a lot of African Americans after the situation with Ted Danson probably didn't know what to think of her. And, you know, she's had her ups and downs with African-Americans, but you still find her fascinating no matter what.
One more thing about The View before we move on to topic number two, and that's this, particularly since Whoopi is in the chair and because, you know, she can crack on you really quickly and easily.
Yes.
I'm surprised Danny DeVito had the nerve to come back on that show and be their first guest after what happened with him and his alleged drunkenness on the show the last time.
That was such the funniest show that I've ever seen
when he was on.
It was so funny. I think Danny DeVito can hold his own. I don't think he's afraid of Whoopi or any of those other women. I think, you know, that's his personality. He's like, okay, bring it on. I'll be on again and have a good time with Whoopi. I think they're friends. I think they'll be fine.
Well, it's a good way to start out the box, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's switch. Let's take a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we have to switch to something more serious now.
Okay.
John Singleton was involved in a very serious car accident here in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, a pedestrian was killed, but he was later cleared because he wasn't, according to the police, he wasn't speeding, he wasn't under the influence, and it was her fault because she wasn't in the crosswalk.
Right. Yeah, it's a sad situation, and it's interesting. I spoke to John Friday, Thursday. The accident happened Thursday. I talked to him Friday morning before the woman had actually died. He'd hit her, but she hadn't died. But he told me that the ambulance took 2 hours to get there to actually, you know, pick
her
up. So I think he feels like partially that's the reason to blame for her death, because 2 hours. But, you know, that was in, you know, South Central Los Angeles.
That's
so
for sure.
Sort of typical. But I think for John, he's, you know, incredibly upset about it. You know, he had this movie coming out, Illegal Tender, that he was so excited about. And this has just totally changed the whole, you know, sort of vibe for him, because now it's like, you know, even though it wasn't his fault, he mourns it. You've still hit someone and they died. So I think for John, you know, it's been a particularly rough week for him, just sort of dealing with that. But the good part is that he was clear, because I think as an African-American, I'm not sure how the justice system would have sort of viewed him. You look at like Lindsay Lohan, where they said, oh, we'll look at your background and we're not going to give you such a harsh sentence because you had a rough background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do that with African-Americans.
Well, it certainly didn't play that way on television here in Los Angeles when it happened. And that street where this unfortunate incident took place is one that those of us who live in South Central know about it. And,
right.
You know, people drive fast down there and it's dark, which it always is.
Definitely.
In communities like that. I can't speak to the 2 hour time frame that it took the paramedics to get there, but a bad situation, and hopefully it works out okay for him.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about another bad situation that doesn't seem to be working out okay for anybody. Whitney and Bobby.
God. I so hope that was over, but I think they are just destined to be in each other's lives for the rest of their lives. They have the kid. And I think, you know, their love was such an interesting love. Every time I've ever interviewed them, it was clear to me they had a bond that we as regular people just could not understand. But they really sort of loved each other. I think in the end, the tabloids and all the press really got the better of them. But they really clicked in some ways. And so I'm not sort of surprised that they may go back and forth over the next few years. I don't think I want to see it, but, you know, I think it's going to happen one way or the other.
It's kind of odd. Whitney and Bobby on NPR. This sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Oh, well, we talk about everything
this show. And that's they are newsworthy sometimes.
Well, I guess you got a point there. Mm-hmm. All right, here's something else that's really interesting. A lot of buzz about the latest regional ad campaign from Carl's Jr. and Hardee's hamburger chains. The commercial promotes the chain's new Patty Melt by featuring two comical white rappers in a parody music video. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I have, yeah.
Let's take a listen. But first, I got to warn you. Though they are talking about hamburgers and what you're about to hear, and it's a commercial, you could stumble across this commercial anytime during prime time. The song's lyrics may be offensive to some listeners.
Well, I like them really hot. I like them really flat. I like them looking just like a pancake stack. Behind me, got no hiney. I call you your highness. In anatomy class, you got a butt minus. Flatter makes a better rear. Stand sideways, girl, you disappear.
Hey.
Flat buns.
I like flat buns. The first time I saw it, because one of the ones had a picture of Serena on the Serena Williams
right.
on the blackboard.
Right.
And you know, our hair stands up when we see stuff like this.
Right.
But it was funny too.
It wasn't that funny to me. I have to say, it really wasn't that funny to me because it's such. I just feel like it's robbing the culture and making fun of something that's not really funny. You know, that is hip hop is African American culture, and I just sort of feel like in many ways it's sort of minimizing the importance of hip hop and making fun of it. And I've seen that done over the years. How many movies, how many white movies have made fun of hip hop and tried to, you know, and it's like, but it's this serious sort of part of African American history that's made a lot of money for everybody. So I'm just fascinated on why if it has to be co-opted by mainstream to make fun of it. And, you know, it's cute, it's rhymey or whatever, but mm-hmm. I wasn't amused.
Well, it's poor taste.
I think so.
But it is clever, though, would you say?
Yeah,
even though we don't like it, even though you may not like it, would you say it's clever? Or do you think it should be on the air at all?
Well, I mean, it certainly makes you look up. I mean, I remember I was not paying attention to the television, and I heard it, and I was like, who is that? And I looked at it, and I was like, okay. But I was still offended, particularly when I saw Serena. I was very offended by that. I'm like, you know.
Now, that part was a little funky. There's no question about that. But I kept thinking about Sir Mix-a-Lot and
well,
Baby Got Back and all of that.
All of that came back to mind.
You know,
and I just feel like rap and hip-hop has just been so co-opted by mainstream to the point now where it's like you can't even take it seriously. And we have enough problems with hip-hop as it is. I don't think we need mainstream.
Well, you got a point. I don't even like Patty Melt, so let's just move on. Allison, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. Allison Samuels is an entertainment reporter for with Newsweek magazine, joining me right here in our NPR West studios with her TV people.